Hey, fighters. Welcome to Friday Fails. Growing up in Detroit, I did a lot of street racing, specifically drag racing. And there's a statement I kind of grew up with around me, and that was there's no replacement for displacement, especially when you're looking to melt some tires off of your car or twist your frame. And I'd just like to argue today about when it comes to business, there's really no replacement for life experience as well. You know, one thing the Contractor Fight team, I feel, is unparalleled among most of our peers in the coaching world is the fact that we're all a bunch of salty dogs that have kind of been around the block. We've had the wins, we've had the failures, we've had the divorces and marriage counseling and debt and everything to kind of the scars that carried us here. And why some people may look at those claims as kind of evidence of a failure, I think you'd be hard-pressed to find anybody that's quote-unquote successful that hasn't taken a couple of kicks to the balls and had to dust themselves and pick themselves up off the ground. And that's one common theme we hear from our clients and the members of our groups is that our advice is just so relatable that it's not just, oh, we believe in contracting relatable. It's like, yeah, dude, I understand why your wife is pissed at you. Here's the litany of ways that I prioritize my business over my family that gets me the stink eye every night when I come home to my fucking family. And there's a big difference between that and kind of this new generation of business experts, and I use that term in quotes and loosely, that just read a book or fucking listen to some podcasts and then just spit that information back out as their own. And they mistake superficial knowledge, which is what anything that you're just book learning is, in my opinion, versus life experiences, which is when you're in the trenches and you're actually doing the shit and you understand the ramifications that comes from a decision, good or bad. I've been doing a lot of coaching, our one-to-one coaching program for the last couple months since Denver. And there's kind of two different breaks, two types of clients that we're getting. Like we've got some young guys in their mid to late 20s, started their own business, have a good head on the shoulders, have got some drive. They're really intelligent people. They've got all the book smarts they need, but they're calling us because the one thing they're lacking is life experience, not just in business, but in life. And having heard our stories and our podcasts and the examples we give up constantly about our own shortcomings in the past, these guys are coming to me and to us looking for just some little hacks that will help them avoid some of the bullshit that resulted in the scars that we're carrying around ourselves. On the other hand, we've got some older people, some guys that are more seasoned in the business world. Maybe things aren't going the way they planned. Maybe they've hit a plateau and they're trying to get themselves around it. And with this group, it's kind of interesting. They've also got the business knowledge. Like business is not that hard on the surface, at a book level, at least, right? Like you can Google anything you want and you can figure it out pretty much instantly. But what's holding these guys back is their past experiences. And they can't get past the bad decisions that stall them, or maybe some of their personal habits, whether they're being a micromanager or whether they just have trust issues and can't delegate, or just some hero syndrome where like nobody in the world can fucking install a doorknob like Bob. And so Bob has to be there installing every fucking doorknob on every job for the rest of his life type of mindset. And I want to focus on those guys because, you know, the young ones, they'll get life experience, you know, come in good and bad. And we certainly do our best to help them avoid some of the pitfalls. But there's a hell of a lot more of the people letting their past experiences hold them back. And in our limited time today, that's who I want to address. So, you know, in my mind, life experience is a superpower. It's one of those things that if you're able to harness it and truly be objective about interpreting the data that's there, you're going to be ahead of 99% of the people on this planet who tend to tell themselves what they want to hear. They live in their little fake internet social media world where everything's fucking happy and their family's all playing baseball on the field, but you know them personally and they're getting divorced and she's got a side piece and all this other shit. And those are people that can't just own reality. So if you can own your reality, you can look at your past decisions, you can forgive yourself, which I think is key. It's like you can't just look in the mirror and let it constantly trip you up. Like, just identify your faults, acknowledge them, fucking punch yourself in the nuts, what you have to do to rectify the situation, and then fucking bury it and move on, you know? The second thing is just use that perspective to balance your decisions. You know, a lot of these younger guys I'm speaking to, they're scared because they know what's right. They know, like, technically these moves make sense, but they kind of miss some of the tangible things. So it's like, yeah, I want to scale my business. I want to have 100-mile service radius and I want to do X, Y, and Z. It's like, cool. So how do you think that's going to affect your marriage and your 2-year-old daughter? That's the type of perspective they don't have. Whereas you're kind of a more seasoned dude, you're carrying some scars. It's like, you know, kind of what you want, what's going to suit your goals. And you know, the pros and cons. Because you've seen both sides. You're not just looking through rose-colored lenses. And I'm a master. I love trusting my gut. I'm like a fucking dog when it comes to trusting people and situations. And you only get a gut through experience. Yeah, you have your instinctual one, like the hair rises on the back of your neck when you're walking through a shithole city in the dark by yourself. But I'm talking about you're in a complex business situation. You're weighing, should I give this line of credit? Should I get into this partnership? Or is this general contractor a good fit for me? That's when the gut comes in. And that's balancing off of a lifetime of experience with people, with situations, with risk, with winning, and with losing. So for all of you out there that are second-guessing yourself based on past failures or just not reaching the goals that you want, it's like, instead of looking at those things and letting them weigh you down, take those experiences, objectively look at them, you know, don't sugarcoat it. Figure out where you went wrong, where you went right, because for every bad experience, guarantee you've got some win there as well. And use that experience to leverage your decisions going forward to deliver every aspect that you're looking for in your life. You got business, you got family, you got personal, all of that shit comes into play. And when we lack experience, what we tend to do is focus on just one of those kind of silos and at the detriment of the other two. So with that, I bid you adieu. See you all next week on Friday Fails. Thanks.